With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Before we get into this video, make sure to subscribe if you haven't done already. We are now so close to 250,000. A woman faked pregnancy to trap my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law was telling me a story of his personal encounter of dating an entitled psychopathic woman. Now, this woman was pregnant and already had a kid from the first marriage, so in a sense, entitled parent, I suppose. This happened several years back, so certain things might not be accurate, but it is told from his perspective, so it took place somewhere in Southeast Asia, near where I was from. It happened back in 2006 while he was trying to be the settled down expat in a foreign country. He was living the time of his life until he met a woman in a bar. He described her to be well-dressed, didn't come across as a sex worker or anything, and so he approached her. Now, their relationship lasted about 10 months. 3 months of courting her, and the rest was her faking her pregnancy. The pregnancy is the key to this story. During the relationship, he'd endure her abuse. She'd punch him, kick him, scratch him, bite him, etc. She stole his laptop, his PlayStation, his phone, everything. She even got his family's numbers to call and always played the victim card, accusing him of domestic abuse but never went to the police herself. All in all, my brother-in-law was isolated from others by her, really, set for a toxic environment. Anyways, 3 months in and she said the condom broke because she got pregnant with his kid. During those 3 months, he was ready, more than ready, to leave her butt behind, and she knew that. She also knew he's a softie, so she pretended to be pregnant. He got excited, he went telling everyone, and she was over the moon because she was getting the attention. Anyway, 5 months in, and he'd always be cooking, doing things for her, because she said she couldn't do anything since she was pregnant. She couldn't even fix her own breakfast. Then, one day, he made her a dish of rice and sausages with salad. She sat down to eat, but she just threw the plate into the wall. She, evidently, got up to punch him, kick him, whatever abuse she could do to him. She thought that since she was a woman and was pregnant, she could do whatever, including stepping over the boundaries of domestic abuse, and he was the man who should be able to take it. But he sent her flying into the cardboard door. He said himself he was not proud of what had happened, but he was provoked to no end, and his boundaries were beyond stepping and stomping over. So he retaliated and went downstairs to call the police. The police came, talked to her, then got his side of the story. Then, according to my brother-in-law, he said the police straight up told him she was pregnant and needed some TLC. I get it, pregnancy is trash. A lot paint it as a beautiful experience, but it's also a pain in the butt, if you'll pardon my French. You know what they told me? He continued. They told me to take her to the finest restaurants, to any 5-star restaurants. To not cook for her because she didn't want that. She wanted to go out and eat these expensive foods every day. He shook his head. She wanted to get out of my apartment and book us a 5-star hotel with a luxury spa and stuff like that. She basically abused me because I was not giving her the billionaire treatment because she was pregnant. So, the whole pregnancy, she thought she'd be treated like a queen. He already spent money on everything because, in her words, she couldn't work as she was pregnant. He spent his days both working in a foreign country and finding the time to go grocery shopping and cook for her, but no, it was not enough. She didn't want to do any chores or go out in the heat because she was pregnant. My brother-in-law said to me, plenty of pregnant women that I know, including you, OP, work their butt off until they cannot any longer. She said that she couldn't even walk or get up without needing help because she was pregnant, but she was not sick or bleeding like you did. She was fine. I told her to go to the doctors, but she wouldn't. It was insane. Then, some months later, around the 7th month actually, he was getting suspicious about her pregnancy. He asked her straight up if she was truly pregnant because she would still be going out every night getting drunk, while he explicitly told her to not do it because it'd hurt the baby. Yeah, it wouldn't just hurt her, it could kill it. He tested her urine by taking a sample from the toilet, and it turned out she was not pregnant at all. Not at all. He then kicked her out. He got very upset at the end of this story. He explained how he was so excited to be a father despite the crazy mother, and how he was preparing everything to make sure both of the baby and the mother was safe. As it turned out, she wasn't pregnant. He didn't have to deal with her any longer. He found out even more from her sister that she had been seeing other foreign men as well, not just him, and was getting money from them. He left her for good, and she still harassed his family afterwards until she got a new victim. The end. Oh my goodness me. I mean, seriously, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, what even is this woman? I honestly can't believe that there are people this vindictive in the world. It's just so, so disgusting to see. To OP's brother-in-law, man, I'm just so sorry that you went through this. This would ruin a lot of people. I hope you overcome this and live a good life. This dude doesn't even deserve this, man. He seems like such a good guy, taking care of someone who he doesn't even like just for the good of his child. It's so sad to see that he was so excited for a child coming that never even existed. Oh, man. I really hope that justice or karma is served to this woman at some point in her life, because boy, does she deserve it. Now for our second story. Entitled mum tries to dominate conversation at funeral, get shut down by innocent old lady. Some of you may have read my recent post about my entitled grandpa, who was emotionally abusive to my lovely dad, who is and will always be absolutely amazing. For those of you that didn't read, my father's paternal family is full of entitled people who are proud of things they shouldn't really be proud of. This story has nothing to do with grandpa though, but rather my uncle, aunt, and cousin, who I'll call Louise, a fake name. They're my dad's brother, along with his wife and daughter. My dad's brother inherited all of grandpa's dishonest nature. My aunt and uncle are the entitled parents in this story. Last year, dad's maternal uncle died. I'll call him Uncle Norman, also a fake name. He was also dad's and my favourite uncle. Uncle Norman was always really caring, really gentle, and had a great sense of humour, and was always brilliant around kids. We travelled the 5 hours it takes to go to where the funeral was being held, only to see that aunt and uncle were there, but no Louise. Their excuse for Louise not being there was that she had been to too many funerals this year, and that she'd been to 5, which is far too many for a young girl. She was 16 at the time. We later found out that no, she had not been to 5 funerals. She had been to 2, the 3 others were distant family members who had died, such as Louise's grandfather's sister's husband, whose funeral she hadn't been to. One of the funerals they included as one she'd been to was Uncle Norman's, while we were at the funeral and she wasn't there. It's worth noting exactly how entitled they act around Louise constantly. Louise was born after my brother and me. My aunt had been told that she couldn't have children, so Louise was a bit of a miracle baby. With this in mind, their entitled nature towards her is somewhat understandable, but by no means excusable. They turn Louise into a bit of a spoiled brat. She was given everything she was asked for, and as a child, used to constantly attention seek when the conversation wasn't about her or focused on her. One time at a family gathering, for example, she started dancing behind my dad to get his attention. He leaned forward and farted at her, which made her scream and run away. Dad nodded at me with a grin and said, "That sorted her out. Still makes me chuckle when I think about it." Yep, that sounds like something my dad would do as well.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Moreover, my aunt and uncle would encourage this entitled behavior. They spoke about very minor achievements as if she was a child prodigy. They would drive for hours to take her to places she wanted to go, only to turn back around and drive home if she changed her mind. She was always really spoiled, really entitled, and it was completely their fault. Back during Christmas 2013, I was living in China for my studies. When the family did the big pre-Christmas meetup, they spent the whole time talking about Louise and didn't ask my dad and brother gather at all how I was doing, even though I was on the other side of the world. Louise also goes through phases of being interested in various things, which would then become the entire topic of family conversation. When she was into dancing and ballet, we had to watch her dance and talk about all the different dancing she could do. When she was doing gymnastics, we had to hear about that and nothing else. When she joined the Scouts, yep, same thing. Irrelevant, but due to her entitled spoiled nature, it's almost impossible for her to make friends. So, when she joined Scouts, both her parents joined as Scoutmasters to make sure she got the best treatment, and that she wasn't bullied by other kids for being a snob. To be completely honest, her parents ruined her. She was homeschooled because she was bullied and didn't like school. Neither of her parents know how to teach, so she has no education. Now, let's rewind back to Uncle Norman's funeral. I did my best to catch up with family members I hadn't spoken to in years, sharing nice memories of Norman, complimenting the music chosen, and talking about how we had the same taste in classical music. The usual sort of thing you would talk about at a funeral. My aunt and uncle, however, would only talk about Louise, the kid that couldn't be bothered to come up. Louise had been learning how to shoot a gun at cadet, because when you have an entitled, emotionally unstable teenager, teaching them how to shoot a gun is a great idea. My aunt the whole time excitedly spoke about how her daughter looked like a little sniper, talking about the clothes she had to wear and how much they had to spend on her outfit, although we later found out this was free, that was just the value of the outfit. We generally just gave nodding responses before trying to turn the conversation back to Norman, back to the ceremony, back to catching up with family members. Only for my aunt to interject with more trash about Louise. Also worth noting, my aunt was only related to Norman through marrying my uncle, so why she tried to just dominate the funeral, I have no idea. I was getting increasingly frustrated, as I often am, by their selfishness, until this absolute gift of a little old lady spoke up. She was a friend of Uncle Norman's and was sitting next to my aunt. I hadn't met her before, so we hadn't spoken much other than the standard small talk, asking how we knew Norman, etc. Midway through my aunt rambling on about Louise in the usual exaggerated, entitled way she usually did, Norman's friend cleared her throat and spoke clearly. "I'm sorry to stop you, but who is Louise?" My aunt scoffed, choking on air as if this precious old lady had just told her that she couldn't find the toilet, so she pooped in her teapot instead. Louise is our daughter? Oh. This little old lady then shook her head before turning around and talking to other friends of Norman's. I couldn't help but laugh. It was amazing to see my aunt absolutely shut down just from one little old lady asking an innocent question. She then shut up, frowning with an absolute foul look on her face before deciding to randomly complain about the food. It didn't take long for her to start rambling about Louise again, but it was great to see that look on her face. I also found out afterwards they spent 10 hours of the day driving, 5 hours going to the funeral, then 5 hours back so they could cook dinner for Louise. We got an overnight hotel, went home the next day. Oh my goodness, what kind of butthole tries to make a person's funeral about a kid that's not even there, the ghoul of some people? I bet on that journey back, for those 5 hours of driving in the car, all this entitled parent was talking about was this one old lady who didn't know who Louise was. It's so crazy to me how one little comment saying "I don't actually know who your daughter was able to shut down this woman so much. Fair play to this older lady, just one little innocent comment, but the effect it had was immeasurable. Also, rest in peace to Uncle Norman, man. Why do good people have to die so early and entitled people get to live longer? It just doesn't make any sense. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. I really hope you've enjoyed, and also I hope you're looking forward to the big day tomorrow. You know, what are you wishing for? Let me know in the comments down below. With that all being said, remember to like the video, comment your opinions below, and also subscribe to the channel for 2 videos each and every day. If you've missed either of the ones shown on screen right now, click on them and catch up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.